Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shube, finding out all things COVID. Prof, you're on the line. Good afternoon to you and great to be speaking to you again.
Good afternoon, Simon, and welcome back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What, am
so
I chopped
while
liver?
I was away.
Am I chopped liver?
I thought. You are so not, John. You couldn't be chopped liver if you tried, Kathy. Not even in a million years.
Hello, Prof.
Prof, you are both of us on the line, albeit in different places. That is for sure. But, yeah, Prof, so over the weekend, the government came out with new guidelines as to when one should isolate and for how long. I believe they took it down from 12 days to 10. I think the rest of us are all very confused. Will you throw some light on the issue?
Let me try and clarify the confusion, because there has been quite a bit of confusion. Basically, what has been recommended is that the isolation period for infected individuals has been reduced. It was 14 days, and now it's been reduced to 10 days. Now, the reason for this is that new studies, new data on virus isolation from patients has shown that infectious virus, that is virus which can pass on the infection, ceases from about 5 to 6 days after the onset of symptoms, of clinical symptoms. Now, I must stress, this is infectious virus. It's not what you take a swab to diagnose infection. That's a PCR test. That doesn't look for infectious virus. That looks for components of the virus, the nucleic acid. And those fragments can actually carry on for weeks afterwards. It's not that. This is infectious virus which you determine by culturing the virus. It's not done in a routine diagnostic laboratory, only in research laboratories. So United Kingdom, their isolation period, in fact, is 7 days. Europe, it's 8 days. And in fact, the Medical Advisory Committee for the Minister, they recommended 8 days, but the WHO came at 10 days to make it a longer precaution period. So let me just state it again. The recommendation is that 10 days after the onset of symptoms for individuals who've got mild disease, they can de-isolate, they can come out of isolation. Or for individuals asymptomatic, 10 days after taking the test, not the result, but taking the test, 10 days after that, one can de-isolate. The more severe individuals, it's 10 days, those in hospital, for example, 10 days after they are clinically stabilized. For example, they come off oxygen therapy. Now, importantly, this is the isolation period for infected individuals, those who are test positive or got symptoms, 10 days after that period of time. It's not, and I repeat, it's not the quarantine period. The quarantine period are people that come into contact with infected individuals. They aren't infected. They just come into contact. They have to be quarantined for 14 days. Now, I know it sounds a bit counterintuitive because the isolation period for an infective individual is 10 days. The quarantine period for a contact is 14 days. I hope that clarified, Simon?
Prof, I'm hearing you, and I'm thinking that I'm a relatively bright human being, and I'm struggling. And I'm thinking, imagine what the general person in the street who hasn't had an education, how they deal with what you've just described to me. I mean, this is confusing, difficult stuff.
Can I reiterate it, or you don't have time?
No, I think let's reiterate if possible.
Worth doing, Prof.
Okay. It's an isolation period for somebody that is infected. They're already infected. Okay. They're either infected because you know that because you take a test and you show it's positive, or they've got symptoms of the disease. Okay. They must be isolated for 10 days. Okay. 10 days from when you take the test, or 10 days from when they develop the disease. They've got to be isolated. Somebody that comes into contact with them, they need to be quarantined to see whether they develop the disease for 14 days. They're not yet infected. You want to quarantine them to see whether they develop the disease. That's the incubation period. From the time that they potentially get a contact to the time they develop the disease, that's 14 days. So quarantine, 14 days. Isolation, 10 days. I for isolation is 10. Q for query is 14.
Okay, so I've got a question.
Was it Kathy?
Hello, yes, the chopped liver, aka chopped liver.
Chopped liver speak.
You've got a question.
So I've got a question. how seriously, I mean, it feels like we're cutting it really, really fine to the, you know, close to the bone with this. That, you know, within hours of not being infected, should we not be looking to rather err on the side of caution? Rather be overcautious with this than not.
We are cautious. You know, 10 days is a generous time. You know, basically the most infectious time for an individual that gets the disease is a couple of days, 1 or 2 days before they actually have symptoms, up to about 3 to 5 days after they have symptoms. After that, the infectious virus drops off dramatically. And in fact, you can't isolate beyond about 6 or 7 days.
So how long does it take?
And we're now saying 10 days.
Okay, so if I've come into contact with somebody, I have no symptoms at all, right? How long am I infectious for? Am I even infectious?
No, hold on. I think you're confusing coming into contact with being infected.
Yes.
If you come into contact with someone, you're no longer infected. You are suspect of being infected. Okay? And therefore, you have to quarantine yourself for the incubation period of the virus, which is 14 days. You're not infected. You're just coming into contact.
Yes.
But we suspect you may be infected. That's why you've got to quarantine for 14 days.
Okay, very good.
Somebody that is already infected, and you know that because you take a test, and the test is positive, or you've got symptoms, you've got to be isolated for 10 days. So the infected person is 10 days. The contact is 14 days.
Okay. And I wanted to talk tomorrow about people who've lost their sense of smell in the COVID-19 pandemic. Apparently.
Okay.
Some people have lost their smell. But maybe we need to talk about...
Taste and or smell.
Yeah. But maybe we should just put that on hold and just kind of get this quarantine story.
Clarify this issue a little bit.
But let's do that tomorrow.
Okay. I'll clarify it again tomorrow. I'll try and make it clearer.
Every day. Every day.
Oh, wow.
As the government changes the rules. Yeah, listen, yes. I mean,
once you're all clear and everything's fine, then get on a taxi full to 100% and go to work.
Yeah.
They wanted to make it simpler and easier. So 14 to 10 is quite significant, quite reasonable.
Okay.
Thank you, Prof. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm in Kathy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.